What's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
I'm living the dream. I almost caught myself leaning back in my chair, and then I almost went too far. So it's a good way to start the day.
Imagine if you fell.
Oh, right when the thing came running up. Oh, that would have been a clip for sure, just like Justin's clip from the other night.
Yeah, that would have been hysterical. You probably would have got more than 3,000 views for that. Justin, oh, man, I'm proud of you, by the way. It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a little scary, though, about the people that follow us, that got so many views. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's amazing. I probably watched it 100 times myself.
I've watched it a bunch of times.
Anybody hasn't seen it, go check out our Facebook page and look at our latest reel. And
Listen, I just know what the viewers like.
Apparently so do you. All right.
So that was great.
Busy week. Let's jump right in. We'll talk about the game, the Super Bowl. What were your thoughts? What was your reaction to that? Were you happy with the outcome?
I love Andy Reid, so I can't say I hated it because I just like that man. I never wanted to see him leave Philly when he was in there. Although I think what was best for the team and him at the time was a change of scenery. But so I can't say I was that upset about it. But I wouldn't have mind seeing the 49ers win. That was a heck of a game going to overtime. I got so much to talk about with that, man. Like how did Kyle Shanahan not tell half of his team the freaking overtime rules? And what's his legacy about now?
They didn't realize the rule. And even Mahomes even said if they scored a touchdown, we were going to go for two. So, I mean, they clearly knew what it was. The 49ers didn't. So that was surprising. I don't think the game should have even gotten to overtime. But, I think the 49ers blew it. They gave it away. But that's my opinion.
What do you think about Kyle Shanahan, man? I mean, I know he's a great coach. But now this is three times where he had a lead in the Super Bowl. Once as a coordinator, because he was the coordinator of the Falcons when they played the Patriots, that 28-3 game, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Patriots came back. Then they had a 14-point lead, I think, 4 years ago against Patrick Mahomes. And then they had, a 10-point lead this year? And they blew it, man. So bad for all of our friends in here that take and are 49ers fans. But at the same time, man, come on, they should have had that game.
Yeah, no doubt. They should have won. But as always, the Chiefs found a way to pull it out, so...
Hey, I feel stupid. When we did our picks, I mean, thank God I had a big lead on you. Almost every loss I had was picking against the Chiefs this playoffs. Every single time, like I picked the Bills, I picked the Ravens, and I picked the 49ers, and I was wrong every time. It's hard to – it's the new Tom Brady. You can't pick against him. It's hard to.
Right.
So did you get to enjoy the game? How was your taco, burger, whatever the hell you eat? Yeah.
Badass. I love them.
Where was my? I told you to bring me some.
I know. I ate them all. Sorry. You were busy shotgunning beers. You wouldn't even know if I was there or not anyway. So.
Hey, Usher took his shirt off. It was between that or Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce one time.
Then you took another shotgun when Ludacris came out. It was so funny when we were doing the halftime show and you were texting us saying, oh, Luda, shotgun. So that was funny shit. But. What did you watch the halftime show?
I did. I like that kind of music, bro. I'm a big Nelly fan. Usher. I grew up.
I knew Nelly, but I didn't know about Usher. I have no.
Yeah. I wish I could move like him. Bust some moves out. You don't know me back in the day. Back in the day that we used to go to the Woodlands.
No, I don't know that part. So, Super Bowl's over with. We'll touch, just hit baseball real quick. Spring training's opened up this week. Everybody's in Florida and Arizona. I have some more
football questions for you, bro.
Do you?
I do.
All right,
let's go back. We can hit some spring training.
Okay.
You're rushing me.
No. It's all right. You want to go back? Hold on.
No. Too late. We moved on.
I forgot. Football. Go ahead. What was your football question?
All right. So I you know me. I listen. And football for me is a year-round thing because I love – the off season almost as much as out of the regular season. So I heard a list over the weekend, over the week, throughout the week, people talking about stuff. And I want to get your opinion because I don't know if we have the same opinion. So obviously, Patrick Mahomes is a QB that won. You know, there's only five active QBs in the NFL currently that have won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. What is the first one or two QBs that have yet to win a Super Bowl? Do you think we'll get there first?
You know,
that's something to think about. Like something. I know it's not to get to know your host, but that's not really. Some people mentioned Josh Allen. Some people mentioned.
Well, I'm trying not to be biased because obviously I'm going to say him. I want to see him win. He's got the. He's got the ability to do it. He's got the skills. What about Purdy? Yeah, Purdy's young.
He has a team.
Yeah, they should have won this year, but, Purdy, Josh Allen. I'm going to say Stroud. I want to see CJ Stroud do well. He's
that was a big
some good things. And probably Jordan Love from Green Bay. I see him doing some good stuff too. So I see those guys doing well. And we'll see how the draft goes because, everybody's talking about Caleb Williams and all the draft stuff that I'm seeing.
Be biased. We ain't ESPN.
Yeah, we're not ESPN. It's true. everybody's saying Caleb Williams is going to be a bust. So we'll see. I don't know how that's going to pan out, but.
Yeah, I can't wait until we do our draft show. That's going
to
be.
Yeah, because I'm interested to see. I'm interested to even see what the Bears do with that pick. I think they should trade it.
Well, that was one of the other things. What do you think Justin Fields? What do you think the Bears are going to do with Justin Fields?
What they should do and what they think they're going to do, two different things, but they should trade that pick and let this kid play.
I agree with you.
Trade the pick, let him play. Get some more weapons for him.
There's talk that
Caleb, a lot of stuff for that.
There's talk that Caleb Williams doesn't want to go to the Chicago. He's going to force his way out.
This is going to be a very unpopular comment, but he's going to pull an Eli Manning.
No, I think he might. So, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Difference there. Eli didn't force his way out. His dad did.
True story.
This kid is a prima donna and saying, I won't play here, I won't play here, and I want ownership of the team, my rookie contract. The kid can get fucked, stay fucked. This is PG.
Oh my God.
Don't. I want nothing to do with that
for
kid.
30 seconds and drop 4 F-bombs.
He can just go.
I'm proud of you, Justin. It's not even 10 minutes in and we've already got 2 F-bombs. Good for you, buddy.
So if you think they're going to trade them away. And the last question I had for you about football was, what are a couple teams that you think are like a QB away from being good? So, like, that would trade for Justin Fields. Where do you think he could go if the Bears are going to trade?
It's tough. That's tough.
What about Atlanta? I think they have such a solid team, such a bunch of young studs, and then they don't. What if they get a QB? What if they get Justin Fields?
Some other people. They're close. Atlanta's close. I'm really disappointed in Kyle Pitts, but
that's another one people are talking about. What about throwing him to the Steelers?
Yeah, the Steelers are going to be the next team. I was going to say they could use a QB between Pickett and Rudolph, whoever they had this last couple of weeks. I don't see them. They definitely need a franchise QB for that franchise. The Jets. I don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Cowboys.
Well, they have to pay Dak.
You need a quarterback that's going to win. Yeah, you need a quarterback that's going to win in the playoffs that gets you bounced out in the first round.
And Chris is going to
the Colts. There's a lot of teams.
I think the Colts want to see how Anthony Richardson does. I think they want to. I don't know if they're going to go get Justin and make that a QB controversy at that time. So there's a lot of good free agents too that we can talk about, but we will switch over to some other things. I just wanted, those were some questions I thought about and heard, and I thought they'd be good talking points.
Yep.
There are some big people like Kirk Cousins out there. Buccaneers quarterback that came back. Why am I drawing a blank on his name?
Baker
Mayfield's a free agent. So stuff like that. Well, Tommy's saying the Colts will win the division next year. So because they did well with. They just got to deal with the Jaguars, I think, and CJ Stroud and Houston. Houston made a big jump. All right, now we can get to your thing. Sorry, I just wanted to.
No, it's good. I was going to say, with the way the playoff picture was this past year with the NFL, the way it was so cramped at the end of the season, it's exciting to watch. And you're right, a couple teams are just a couple pieces away. So,
yeah, that division did make a big turnaround. Houston's looking great.
Ooh, Barkley to the Chargers.
Ooh, what does Corey or Justin think about that? I'm waiting for him to come in. No?
I'm just checking back with Cousins, put the cap on the side. They could. I don't know. I don't think they're going to go with Cousins. They got Purdy. I think they're going to try to build around him a little more.
Yeah, I think they like Purdy. I think they really like what – he wasn't the reason they lost that game, I don't think, anyway, personally. I don't think it was Purdy. I think it was more coaching, more leadership. Did you see they fired their defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
So, Tommy, I don't know how you feel about that.
Yep.
Their Super Bowl team that fires a coordinator. So I wonder if that's Kyle Shanahan taking things off of him with his poor decision making.
Could be.
So,
but we'll get into the NFL free agency because I have a couple of questions about like Derrick Henry and stuff like that. But we'll do that another time when
we
have a little more time to talk about that stuff. So, all right, now baseball. I'm excited.
Wait, I got more football. No, I'm just kidding.
No, shut up. Don't want football for now.
I'm just kidding.
Pitchers, catchers, spring training. I've been watching quite a bit of MLB Network. A lot of these guys are looking good. I'm trying to follow more teams than just the Yankees and the Phillies right now. So I'm excited to get this going. I know we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about, being that it's a 162-game season and like 8,000 spring training games. So I wish they would shorten the spring training season a little bit and start the regular season earlier or start spring training later. And start spring training the regular season on time. I just think it's too much. There's too many spring training games for these guys to play, and then expect 162 more games.
So you think the spring training is a little too much on them? Plus,
it's too long.
162 too long. Games.
Yeah, and then you get to the playoffs. Like you got guys that play now. Don't get me wrong, I love playing baseball, but if you want me to play a full spring training, then 162 games, and then however many more games in the playoffs, I'm tired. So that's a lot. That's a lot on people's bodies.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yep.
I'm done for softball. Short one game a week or two games a week, you know. So let alone playing that as much as those guys do.
Yeah.
Are there any new rules this year that I wasn't sure about that they're trying to implement?
The only thing that I see that might be coming down the pipeline is going to be for next year when the pitchers, the batters, allowed to challenge the call, strike or ball. Through the umpiring. I know they started doing that in the minor leagues last year, and that might be implemented next year. So we'll see if ball or strike. We'll see how that works out. I don't like some of these rule changes. I think they're taking the human factor out of the game. I've said that 1,000 times. That's some of the biggest talking points you have is strike fair or foul, strike or out, you know. So over under 20 for games for Stanton Strange's calf. Yeah, he's going to hurt himself just walking to the dugout. So,
yeah, I thought they changed. I wasn't sure. That's why I was asking.
Pitch clock is shorter. Yeah. The pitch clock is shorter.
I think I like what they did last year. I like some of the rules with the pitch clock. I feel like it's making the game a little bit shorter. It's kids these days. I mean, I don't mind. I'll sit down and watch for 4 hours and watch a baseball game. No, but I'm a little bit older. These young kids don't have that attention span. They don't want to sit there for 3-4 hours to watch a game. So I don't hate the pitch clock and throwing over and not throwing over 100 times. I think, what is it, twice you're allowed to throw over and then he gets a base?
Third time you're allowed, then that's it. You're done.
You either get him or he gets the base, right?
You can take as big as lead as you want. You can't throw over anymore. He's going to steal the bag anyway.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I don't like we were talking early in the season, the bigger bases, you know. I told these guys stolen base numbers are going to go up, and they did. Look at Acuña. Oh, I mean, Acuña is just a machine anyway, but to steal as many bases as he did, you know, that extra inch or so on that bag makes all the world a difference, because there's a lot of bang bang plays at second and third base. So there's one player I really can't wait to see this year and who comes back. There's two of them. O'Neill Cruz from the Pittsburgh Pirates and Ellie De La Cruz from the Reds. That dude was electric, and I loved watching him play.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he rejuvenated baseball in Cincinnati. It was amazing watching him go around. So those two guys are going to be something to watch. And I think Rodon from the Yankees, with his back and stuff, I think he's going to be a comeback player of the year this year. So,
yeah, Justin said 3 inches between first and second make a huge difference. With the bang bang play is 100%. Like,
3 inches is a big difference.
I say my wife says that all the time.
Oh my God. So, anyway.
Anywho, so how do you think I know we're going to talk about a lot of different teams here as the season goes, but how do you think your Yankees are going to do? Do you like the moves they made? Or
no, they didn't do enough.
Aaron Judge is a favorite to win the MVP this year, I believe. And I think the Yankees are a favorite right now to win their division.
Well, the reason that Judge is favored to win the MVP this year is because Otani's now in the National League West. So it was always between him and Otani. The Yankees did sign Marcus Stroman. I think there's still some speculation they're going to sign Blake Snell. So if they do that, if they sign Snell and shore up that rotation a little bit, I see them going quite a ways. Rodon, in my opinion, is going to be the wild card to that rotation. They brought him in last year on a heavy contract. He got hurt, his back. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know. My worry in that division is Baltimore. The Orioles have a great team. They're young. They're hungry. They just got Corbin Burns from Milwaukee to shore up their rotation. They're scary. And Jackson Holliday is not too far away. So top-rated prospect in baseball, he's coming. And that team is just going to be unstoppable for many years coming up. So we'll see. I think the Yankee-Boston rivalry is going to be dead for a little bit. Baltimore is going to be at the top of that division making some noise for the next few years. So they got to play catch up or it's going to be over.
Yeah, Corey, I agree with you 100%. I hope the Dodgers get whatever curse the Angels had that kept them out of the playoffs with all the great players they had. I think the Dodgers are trying to buy a championship. They always do every year. It's worked, though, in the past, not too long ago. But I'm kind of hoping they spent so much money. I think it's absolutely ridiculous with these. I mean, more power to the players. I'm happy they're getting money. And like you said, they're playing 162 games. But, man,
it's ruining the game, dude.
It's making it so hard to go. Everything's going up. Like, the cost of everything in life in general right now is ridiculous. But to be able to go to a game and to go see them play, there was something I want to talk about when we get to it later. I heard about that young woman that just hit the NCAA scoring points record. We'll go with that. So she was at Rutgers, and that's not who she plays for. She plays through Iowa State. And to get into the building that day, it was $500. When I'm at Rutgers, you know, I mean, and that's just NIL and that's NCAA. I can only imagine what Dodgers tickets are going to be. Yeah. Caitlin Clark. Yep. I mean, she's a stud. She's going to be awesome. I love watching her play. I don't know if you ever sat down and watched her play.
Yeah. It's Steinbrenner's fault. Justin, you have a very good point because Steinbrenner didn't care. You know, here's my complaint with baseball. They have the luxury tax threshold. And then this money that they spend over the penalties they play goes back into the other teams. Some of these teams need to start taking that revenue and putting it back into their teams if this is the model that these owners are going to stay with instead of pocketing it. That's where the competition level is going downhill. You get a team, a small market club, like say Oakland, now they're going to move to Vegas, hopefully. All that money they were bringing in from the revenue sharing, they were using it for other shit. They weren't putting it back into their team. That's basically free money. Hey, we kicked your ass. Here's a couple $100 million. Put it back into your team. You know, they weren't doing that. So that's going to be a problem. So that's where the model that they're following is wrong, because the owners are not made to reinvest it in the players that they should to make themselves more competitive. But I don't think it should have got to this point in the beginning. I mean, there should have been a hard cap. Steinbrenner did spend a lot of money. And to me, it was really, really prevalent in 2004 on opening day, because I was luckily my first and only opening day game I was ever able to go to was 2004. Aaron Boone just blew out his knee. They traded for Alex Rodriguez. They signed Javier Vasquez. Like, they just stacked that team. They didn't do shit. They didn't win. So what was the point? You know, you spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a team and not get anywhere. You know, it's kind of like, I'll use an analogy of a baseball bat. You can spend $800 on a bat. If you got a 10-cent swing, it's not going to do shit for you. So, you know.
No, you remember that juice bat that we used to use in softball? That thing was nasty. Opie probably remembers that bat.
I don't remember.
That did some amazing things. I hit a home run with that. I don't hit home runs.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh, wow. At the Homer Dome?
No, at St. Vincent's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a shot. I was proud of myself.
I was going to say that must have been a pretty juiced bat.
It was. That's what I'm saying.
You're more of a slap hitter than anything.
Absolutely. I used my speed, 400 pounds.
Your speed.
Dude. I made it from home to first in 6.4 minutes. I was very proud of myself.
All right. We'll switch gears a little bit. I don't know if Corey, Justin, you guys want to come back out for this again. We're going to just plug this a little more. We have some more conversations to have today. This is a huge event for us coming up, guys. I can't stress this enough how excited we are. March 8th up in Walton, New York, we are going to be going to, what is it, Corey, Micromania Wrestling? We can't call it midget wrestling.
Little Mania Micro Wrestling. Little Mania Micro Wrestling in Walton, New York. These guys travel the country putting on their shows and pretty much any venue that will have them. And it's... I've looked at a lot of the videos and the photos and whatnot, and it looks like it's going to be a fantastic show. Like, I mean, we laugh about it, but I'm telling you, man, some of these little friggin' wrestlers, man, they look like they're athletic as hell.
Yeah.
I watched some training videos and shit. It's wild. God darn it.
Justin,
who says we can't call it midget wrestling? Because that's
what
I'm
call it midget wrestling, but it's official name. It's official name, like on Facebook if you want to find it. And there's a bunch of midgets.
We're gonna watch little
fantastic.
People beat the hell out of each other. It's gonna be fun.
Little bodies flying all over the place.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we gotta come up with cool sound effects to plug in.
Some old Looney Tunes stuff. Yeah. Not only are we gonna be watching it, guys, we're gonna be broadcasting live from Delaware the Castle on the Delaware. Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Castle on the Delaware.
You just made that trip real long.
Yeah. If we're going to Delaware, I'm all about it. But still, that's a longer drive.
Yeah. The Castle on the Delaware. The venue looks really cool. I'm excited to go up there and check it out. But it's going to be an experience.
We'll have to take a road trip these days after the show and go for lunch.
Yeah, I would love that. Maybe next week, because we're going to have to do it sooner than later. This month's going to go quick. Mm-hmm. So we have our contest that is still open. It is pinned to the top of our Facebook page. If you go there, you need to make sure you're following the page. You share the post, and then you comment and tag three of your friends to enter the contest. You can win two tickets to the show. Join us up there for a fun time. We don't have too many entrants right now, so your chances of winning are pretty darn good. Get your entries in by 7 p.m. tonight, which is the start of our variety show, and we will pick our winners on the air, just so you know how freaking fair it is. Tommy says, just a heads up for your wrestling fans. I know the Troop Civic Center runs a wrestling event every year.
There's a wrestling school right here in Archbold.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. I just realized it the other day.
Nice. I had no idea.
No idea there was one there.
Uh-huh. Right down on South Main Street there.
Oh, man.
It looks like an old garage. It's got some sort of wrestling school sign on it.
Hmm. Neat. Maybe we'll have to go there and take some bumps.
Yeah, well,
the show.
That's where we can maybe do a table.
Aaron. Do it for the brand. Do it for the brand.
We're lighting it on fire.
I plan on asking that question, or having you ask that question during this phone call we're having today. Just so you know.
Okay. Check the private chat too, because I just sent you something, so you can maybe get ahead of this a little bit, because we do have a call at noon. So,
okay. Yeah, I will do that for you. All right, I'm gonna hop back out and let you guys do your thing.
Okay. Cool.
Sweet. So, guys, make sure you enter that contest. It's gonna be a great time again. Those of you that do win, we are going to definitely interview you. You'll be on our podcast, on our live stream at some point throughout the night. We'll see how your experience was and if you enjoy it. I think it's going to be a great time. I've seen it a couple times. Not that event particularly, but I've seen midget wrestling a couple times, and it's a pretty awesome show. So you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I have the tickets, so whoever does end up winning, I could either meet up with you or I can meet with you at the venue to give you your tickets the night of the show. However you want to do it, just we'll figure all that stuff out. So, but I wanted to just hop in there and plug that a little bit for these guys so they have a little bit more of a publicity. I think there's still tickets on sale, but you can go and check the website that we have pinned. So
they do say, I don't know if that's the promotional thing. They do say it sells out. So
it sells out quick. Yeah. There's only a little number of tickets available. See that? All right. Oh, go ahead.
Yep. Go ahead.
Bad joke. I know. Did you have something else? But because it's rated R, you can't say it. Shake your head, yes or no. Yep, yeah, there it is. Okay, you stay back there where you belong then.
Yes.
All right, All-Star Weekend, NBA.
Yes.
Did you watch all this stuff last night?
I have zero intentions to watch the game today. I'm not going to lie.
Me too. That was one of my questions I was going to ask you. It's more like a alley-oop dunk fest. It's not. There's no defense played. It's not like games of old where they actually cared about it.
No.
So I like how they draft the teams. That's so stupid. It used to be East versus West. None of this team captain crap. I'm over that.
I kind of like that. I kind of like the you can pick your own team. Players play with different. I kind of like. Oh, Daytona got postponed.
Yeah.
Rain?
I believe it's weather related.
Weather related? I didn't see that. I didn't see that. But anyway, going back to where we were, because we were going to hit on Daytona. So that was supposed to be today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you like the way they draft the teams for the All-Star game? So
I do. I think it's interesting.
All right, I get that to a degree, but here's my problem. I'll liken it to the MLB All-Star game. They put all these players in a pool and they have a separate draft. Would you be okay with that? Or are you favor watching the American and National League play? I have an answer, and you're probably going to be like, why? You're going to be surprised with it, but...
I wouldn't be opposed to watching them.
Why?
Watching them draft,
yeah. Well, as opposed to the old style East versus West, National versus American,
something League. Different.
It's different. Excuse I me, think sorry. What? No, you're good.
Something different. Something that you know, because I guess it happened. I mean, MLB too, but I guess the NBA players switch all the time. So to me, it doesn't matter. Like East versus West kind of lost its intrigue. To me personally, like I'm not saying that's the way it has to be. So I kind of like that the players get to pick who they want, and stuff like that. I mean, they made it a big spectacle. I'm not even sure who the captains are this year. Because like I said, I have zero intentions on watching the game itself. But I liked when they started doing that for the first time. Now I have a feeling you're going to have a different opinion than what I do about that.
I wouldn't mind baseball doing it at this point. And here's why, because when they started interleague play during the regular season, outside of the rivalry weekends where they had the Mets versus Yankees or, you know, all that stuff that was going on, to me, those were cool things to watch. The Phillies, Pirates, they play each other because they're in the same league. But when they started doing interleague plays, games every day, because now no teams have a day off. Every team is playing. There's a series. Well, there's at least one team that's off every day, but there's a series every week, every day of the week. So I know why they did it. It's because of money, but I don't necessarily agree with that. It takes away from the World Series. You know, if you see the Yankees and the Mets play in the middle of the season, now they're in the World Series. It kind of takes away from that luster of it. You know, when they played each other in 2000, that was great. But I don't know. I just think it takes away from it. It's just my opinion on it.
I don't mind it, but I like. Go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted you.
You're good. I was going to say that I don't like the way the NBA is doing this drafting. That to me is a LeBron James kind of deal. Hey, let's get all my buddies on my team and we'll play this game. There's no East West anymore. It's just to me, it's lost.
And so that's why I kind of like it, because I like the fact that the players get to try to get on together. Because the NBA is almost like that anyway. Players get to choose where they go. They can force themselves out of any situation. If they don't want to be there, they're not going to play. They've made so much money, they don't care.
That's where free agency should be playing a factor in this whole thing.
So anyway, so I enjoyed watching the three-point last night. I like watching the Steph Curry three-point shootout himself. I liked the dunk contest was a little bit better this year compared to years past. I thought, you know, there's a couple new dunks that I haven't seen because you can't – there's only so many dunks you can do. But I liked it. Jumping over Shaq a couple times was pretty awesome. That 6'2" guy.
McClung. That was crazy. Yeah. But here's the thing, too. Like, maybe I'm just too nostalgic with stuff. The old formats were exciting to me. Now it's like every prop that they had to use was a human being. Did you see when McClung jumped over two people?
Yeah.
That was crazy, too. Christian and I were watching. He's like, he's going to jump over two guys? I'm like, yeah. And he did.
He had one guy ducked
down. But, yeah, I don't know. I just – the way they're changing these things up, I know they're trying to make it more exciting, but the old formats and stuff to me were much better. But I will say this, Steph and Sabrina last night,
that was awesome.
Awesome to see. I know there's a lot of opposition between people like, oh, you know, women shouldn't be in sports with the men and everything else. That was a challenge that she issued, and kudos to him to accepting. And she almost beat him. That was amazing that he accepted the challenge, being that he wasn't even in the 3-point competition and took her on. Like, I was really pulling for her to win. I would have loved to have seen that happen.
Oh, absolutely.
She's dynamite.
She would have made the men's finals if she shot in the actual 3-point competition this year. She scored 26, which was the score to make the first time. So, yeah.
Yeah.
She would have made the men's finals, which is awesome. She definitely that I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching that. That short guy kind of reminds me of Nate Robinson. I mean, I know he's a little bit taller than Nate Robinson was. I remember those days. Yep. One of my this is going to go to give you a post for one of my questions later. One of my most memorable dunks recently, besides the old MJ and stuff like that, Blake Griffin jumped over a car. That was something new. I don't know if you saw that. That was pretty insane. That's one of our get to know your host questions, just so you can think about it, what your most memorable dunk was.
That's funny, because I have the same one. It's going to be your favorite one.
That Blake wasn't my favorite one, but that was a newer one that I liked watching.
We'll get to that.
But this is my thing. Because I think LeBron kind of killed it. I mean, I know stars are in the 3-point competition. Should stars be forced to play or to do the dunk competition? Like MJ did it. Kobe did it. Since LeBron,
I think it should be opened up to a player that's not on the All-Star team, maybe, if the All-Stars refuse to do it. I know they don't want to hurt themselves and all this other stuff. McClung is a G League player. He's not even in the NBA. He's in the developmental league. So he plays for the Osceola Magic. He doesn't even play for the Orlando Magic. He's not. So this is 2 years in a row now that someone from the developmental or the minor leagues has won the NBA slam dunk competition. Would love to see some of these other guys jump in there and do that. This was never a problem before. You're right. MJ, Dominique Wilkins, Vince Carter. Vince Carter was amazing. Blake Griffin, you know, they all did it. Jason Richardson. Like, I could sit here for hours talking about these dunk contests because they were memorable, but now they're just prima donnas. They don't want to do it because they don't want to hurt their leg, whatever else. And that's, I get it, but I'm sure there's others. I'm sure that not every NBA player is going to refuse to do it. So they should bring these up. And this is nothing against Mac McClung, because he's a fantastic dunker to watch.
Oh man, watching him jump over the two people, watching him jump over Shaq. And this is the second year in a row.
Yep, 2 years in a row. Last year he was with Philly, this year he's with Orlando.
Yep.
So I still think there should be more. Hey, you guys earned the right to be in the NBA. You should probably consider doing this. So, you know, but we'll
get. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I get shooting 3-point chance, less likely to get hurt. Like Damian Lillard was in it, he won it 2 years in a row. Then you had Donovan Mitchell, you had a couple other the bigger names, and the biggest name they had this year for the dunk contest was Jaylen Brown from Boston.
Yeah, and in my opinion, had no business being in the dunk contest.
But at least he was a bigger name, you know, that was willing to try.
Not a good dunker.
No. But we mentioned it in the group chat. Once all these dunks have been done. It's so hard to come up with something new.
Well, something different. You're right. What did you watch the skills competition?
I watched part of it. I we were going back and forth between that and the outside hockey game, the one at MetLife.
I forgot you were watching that.
We were going back and forth between the two, so I didn't get to quite see. But once the 3-point came on, I just switched over to that. The skills competition, I think, was kind of cool too. Or no, were you not?
No, it was cool. They changed it up. I liked how they did it this year, where they had the all stars, the home team's team, mm-hmm. and then Pacers. The number one picks. That was pretty cool. Victor Wembanyama, I was very disappointed at how well he did not do.
Yeah.
I think he was more nervous than anything, being a rookie, and he's like 8,000 feet tall. That dude is incredible, though. So if anybody hasn't watched the San Antonio Spurs yet this year, watch some YouTube clips. The kid's crazy.
He's going to be a monster.
Yep. To see Tyrese Halliburton and those guys having fun for the Indiana Pacers team, that was cool. They literally enjoyed what they were doing there in front of their home fans.
And that then they was won, cool. Right?
They did win. Yep.
Yeah, I saw them shooting from half court.
A half court shootout that they had because they were tied with 200 points at the end of the competition. So that was cool to watch. So, and I was thinking, oh my God, if they don't make a half court shot in like 48.6 seconds, the team's going to just get booed. They're going to boo the crap out of them.
Yeah.
So they did. No, that was cool to watch. Cool. It's like a shootout in a hockey game. You know, you got to
absolutely
3-point, you got to do the half court shot. So I liked it. It was a good time. It was really an entertaining part. I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I normally do, but it was good.
Yeah, so I wasn't as disappointed because in the past I've been disappointed with the dunk contest and stuff like that. It was a little bit better than it's been. But I did you see any of that outside hockey game? Did you watch any of that? I think it's awesome how they do that every year. I think there's another one today. I'm not sure. Yeah, it was at MetLife. MetLife? The Devils and the Flyers. I didn't see the final score because I switched over to the hockey. When I switched over to basketball, it was 2-1. Devils were beating the Flyers at that time. Oh, yeah, the Devils sweaters were pretty awesome, Justin. They were pretty sick. I liked watching it and watching them come up with new ideas, watching them do the outside. Have you ever seen them? They do that every year, an outside game.
I watched a Bruins game once. They were outside. I was able to sit and actually watch that. That was cool to see. And that's awesome that they did it again. And I love the fact that Justin calls them sweaters because that's what they're supposed to be called. I love people like, oh, I got to get a hockey jersey. It's their proper terminology is a hockey sweater, people.
You know, so we're professional here at NDT. So he pulled out all the stops on that one.
Sweaters. He's a Devils guy.
He is. Miss I know Marty he is. Bergeron. I'm a Flyers guy, and I think the Devils won. I'm not sure though. I didn't check this morning.
He's
not going to lie.
We'll see what he's looking up. So, all right, you got anything else on NBA All Star Weekend? I know you're excited to watch the game.
Yeah. So I'm not either.
I hope my class goes longer than it needs to go because I got to teach a class this afternoon, and I'm not watching this game tonight at all. I have no business watching it. I don't care.
So. Can you be my teacher?
Sure. No problem at all. All right. So we're going to jump ahead a little bit here. Let's get into our questions. We'll give ourselves a little bit more time to answer them for the Know Your Host segment, and then we will wrap things up. I know it's a short episode today, guys, but we got a pretty big phone call. We're done with this show, so we want to make sure we get some details ironed out for you for next week. We can give you more info.
Real quick. I didn't see this. Did you know Justin Spieth got disqualified this weekend from, I think it's the Genesis Open? Because I was watching some of it on Thursday and Friday.
Who's Justin Spieth?
I thought it was Jordan Spieth, but
I thought so too. Opie, are you doing talk to text?
Yeah, he could be.
I'm totally just being an ass right now because I know it's Jordan Spieth.
I was like Justin Spieth, but yeah, I thought it was Jordan.
What did he get disqualified for?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't know.
I didn't either.
We'll have to get back while he's maybe answering us. So do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Oh, I'll go first this time. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, first sports-related question. Would you rather be a Hall of Fame coach or a Hall of Fame player?
Hall of Fame player all day.
Okay.
Easy.
Why?
I mean, I love coaching. Don't get me wrong, because I coach a lot of youth sports. I do a lot of stuff. Like, that's part of what my dream job? I know we asked that before in the past. You know, besides training, I love working with kids and I love being a coach. So we went in. Sorry, I was trying to read what OP put three in his card instead of four. But I would like to be known for my playing days. I'm a little bit selfish in that way. I like to know. I like to make be the guy that made that played well enough to get that honor. I like to be the guy that was a stud. I want to be talked about in that manner. My athleticism, my feeling in any Hall of Fame, no matter what you do, you should be known for. You know, the game couldn't be talked about without mentioning your name. And it's just, you know, I don't think coaches sometimes get the credit that they deserve. So I would much rather be a player and make the Hall of Fame, be known for what I did on the field. You know, there's certain guys that you mentioned, you talk about that you just, you know, when you talk about Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant and stuff like that, people's face just lights up like, oh man, that was so great. That's so classic. When you think Bill Belichick, you don't get that same reaction. So, you know, or Brian Dawkins or, you know, those guys or Brown or whoever else, you know, the players get so much more recognition. And I guess I'm selfish in that way. I want to be known for what I did and what I accomplished on the field, not in the behind the scenes.
Okay. Go ahead, Justin.
Jordan Spieth disqualified for signing the incorrect scorecard. It's a very golf rule.
Okay.
Now, so maybe you know this more, Aaron, than I do. Do they fill out the scorecard, or does like their caddy or someone like that? And it could have been just an honest mistake.
I don't know, but I know they have to sign it, and they better make sure that everything is right. I'm sure they all have their notepads keeping their own score as they're going, but I don't know exactly who does the scoring for them. But either way, double check your shit and make sure you're signing the right card.
I mean, it sounds like when we play in a golf tournament. I mean,
no one pays attention to that.
If I'm not mistaken, they keep their score on a scorecard. They have a scorekeeper with them keeping score, and their caddy keeps it. And I think they have to sign all three.
So here's my question then. If there's a scorekeeper with them, do they just like let them, oh, gotcha, you put the wrong number down? Maybe you don't know the answer to that either.
They're there for the group. The official scorekeeper's there for the group. So it keeps score for everybody in the group. So I'm not sure.
I would think there'd be some kind of checks and balances before they sign the scorecard to prevent something like this from happening.
You would think, but that's all on the golfer.
So it says here that when he did that, he left to the clubhouse, so he was nowhere to be found, so they just disqualified him.
Hmm. Oh, so they were probably trying to be like, hey, you screwed up.
They were probably trying to do that, but he was nowhere to be found. They said he went into he bolted up the stairs into the clubhouse because he was feeling under the weather. Or he knew he was cheating. I don't know.
Jared
withdrew because he has the flu, so like there's a sickness going around.
Okay, so yeah, so said the officials cannot tell them they messed up. Okay. Thank God there's
just
no
like
PGA.
If we're watching golf live, we can call the PGA if we see a rules infraction that they catch on camera and isn't like noted down if it's like a stroke penalty or whatever. You can call the PGA and they will look back and either add that stroke to that person. Or disqualify him. It's happened.
I'm so calling the PGA Tour this year.
No, I'm going to watch everything now. I'm going to watch every single stroke.
I did it. All right. We're going to go right past that. go back to basketball. Your favorite dunker in the NBA all time?
There's so many that in the past that I've liked watching. Nate Robinson. Just because of how small he was.
What's your favorite?
I have to go Vince Carter, I think. Carter. Watching him dunk down to the elbow. Watching him. So many tried the foul line. Tommy, Vince Carter. He was just – he put on a show. I maybe it was a year or two ago now. I've seen him still doing stuff like that. And he's much, much older. Still just – I think he was in the background at a game just was there, maybe covering it or something like that, and throwing some dunks down between the legs. He was the first one, I think, to do between the legs. And no, who wasn't the first one? Who was the first one?
Isaiah Ryder from the Timberwolves. Okay. Yep. Now I probably don't remember him.
No, I'm not old like you.
He was crazy. So I'm gonna give you mine, and let's see.
Yeah, because that's gonna be one of the questions. So you can just answer it now. That
I'll give you my favorite dunker right now. My favorite dunker of all time is a little known guy that was on the Miami Heat by the name of Harold Miner. This dude was
incredible. I see Corey's reaction in the background.
Incredible. Won two dunk contests. He won 92, 93, and then won 95, 96, or somewhere in there. He split up. He took a year off.
Yeah. But
that dude, they called his nickname was Baby Jordan. He was insane to dunk. I mean, 360 windmills. Like, if you have a chance to go back on YouTube and watch Harold Miner slam dunk contest and search that dude, you're going to be like, wow, this guy was good. He was pretty much, I think he was better than Carter, but Carter's pretty close to him. He's great.
I'm going to have to look that up because in 92, 93, I was like five. So,
yeah. I'll send you
that. That could be why I missed it.
I'll send you the link so you can watch it. But the dude is incredible.
No, that's awesome. I'm definitely going to have to check him out because Vince Carter, I think, was one of my favorite dunkers watching in the competition. So I'm going to have to definitely check this guy out.
Him and Harold Miner both had this innate ability to just get that crowd going with the first dunk that they did, and they just had them in the palm of their hand the rest of the time. It was crazy to watch them play.
Absolutely. So, I'm definitely going to have to check that guy out.
All right, last question, non-sports related, hypothetical. I'm interested to see what you come up with this one.
Oh, God.
I want to make sure I wrote this down. Your superpower is you can give people phobias. What thing would you make people afraid of? Ooh. Anything in the world.
Wow. A phobia.
Yep.
Man, I don't even know. I don't even know. What would I make people afraid of? It could
be anything. The funniest thing you can think of, the stupidest thing you can think of.
I'm trying to think, should I go with the greater good of being afraid of doing bad stuff or just
it could be anything that could be it, like be afraid to do
things. I gotta try to like my brain automatically goes to the rated R stuff, so I'm trying to be PG as possible.
See, Corey puts trees. Like, how funny would it be every time someone's driving down a country road and they freak out because they're driving a car through trees?
Officer, what happened? I saw a tree.
Yep.
I would say birds, but like I there was a mom, if you're watching, I'm sorry, but there's someone that we used to go to their house all the time, and they were like a bird lady. I'm not going to mention any names. And man, that thing dive bombed me, and it scared the crap out of me. So that's one of my fears.
So you make people afraid of birds?
No, because people like birds. There's some birds that are really nice that people love birds. So I don't want to do something like that. But I mean, I don't. Corey's trees. Corey's talking about trees. Like, what do trees ever do to Corey? Like,
I thought of this, and this would be the funniest thing in the world. Make people afraid of shopping carts, and they have to go in Walmart and carry all their shit, carry all their groceries around, and go like eight different times through the checkout line. Like, just dumb shit like that would be funny.
Well, I might have to think about that one and get back to you. That's kind of funny.
You can answer that next week.
Maybe the personal trainer in me make people afraid of cars so they walk.
Make people afraid of people, Chris says.
Some people, we want that, so that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. So you got my first one, the most memorable dunk. You already answered that because we already said we were going to ask that. To go back to the beginning of the show on last week, I don't think I asked this last week, and I meant to. What was your most memorable Super Bowl moment? Or Super Bowl that you watched?
I'm going to say Drew Bledsoe. Shut up. That was the most hated. I'm going to go Drew Bledsoe beating Brett Favre and the Packers. I used to love Drew Bledsoe with the Patriots, so I'll go with that.
So how do you go from the Patriots to liking the Bills?
So, again, I'm a fan of sports. The Bills weren't in the Super Bowl, and I like Drew Bledsoe. He was a great quarterback. I just love that dude. So that's who I was rooting for in the playoffs. And my brothers love Brett Favre, so I hated Brett Favre just because my brothers liked
him. Bledsoe never beat Favre.
I think he did.
In the Super Bowl. No, the only time they met, the first Super Bowl they won was with Brady. They got beat by the Packers.
Maybe I got my games mixed up, but Bledsoe did win a Super Bowl with the Patriots. I'm trying to think of who it was against.
I don't think he did. I thought Tom Brady. He was hurt.
He
Tom,
won it. He
Bledsoe was started. Yeah, Bledsoe started that year. I think Brady took over.
Tom Brady took over then.
Yes, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Okay, so either way, that's the game. Again, I wasn't a huge football guy back then, but that's the game when the Patriots won. Bledsoe was in the Super Bowl. That's my Super Bowl moment. And it's even cooler now that Brady took over and finished the game. So
one of my favorites, the Titans. I don't remember who they were playing. Remember when he was reaching for the end zone and ended up only being like a yard short of scoring that touchdown? Yeah, he was playing the Titans Rams. That was one of my most memorable, like just watching that game. Like I couldn't imagine being that close and he was reaching and just getting stopped, 6 inches short, you know? Like,
yeah.
That was one of my personally.
Talk about anxiety.
I know you're big into like the a bunch of different things like Star Wars and Marvel and all that stuff. And favorite superhero?
Batman.
All time. I wasn't sure if you were with Jared or not, and you were a big Batman guy. I just wanted to know who your favorite. Like, I don't think I ever asked you who was your favorite and why. Why is Batman your favorite?
I've just always been a Batman guy. I've loved watching the movies when I was a kid. I mean, the old Saturday morning cartoons, the old show that was on with Adam
West. Who's your favorite Batman?
Christian Bale.
Okay. Yep. Didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm like, ooh, let me ask this. Well, we're going with that.
And it actually, so when we call on duty to the comm center, we have to tell that we're on duty. And the mayor called in one night and said, hey, who's working tonight? And this just on a whim, Batman and Robin are on. And now that's stuck. So it's stuck for many years. And my nickname at work is Batman. Like even on my drawer at work, it's got a Batman logo with my name. So I thank the mayor for that. Kevin, if you're watching, cool. Thanks, man. But he didn't realize my love of Batman. I have a huge Batman tattoo on my leg.
Yeah.
But yeah, Batman's always been my guy. Awesome. Now, if you want to say villain, it's Darth Vader.
Isn't he just a vigilante, though, not a superhero? He's got no superpower.
No?
He's the anti-hero.
Strike Come on, three! Get him going. You're out! Strike three!
Sorry, Jared. Love you back there.
Yeah. I was waiting for Jared to just come in and just rip him a new one. Like, I was hoping that would happen.
So, yeah. Batman's my dude. My villain is going to be Darth Vader all day long.
Nice. So,
yeah. What about you?
I'm not as big into that kind of stuff. I'm a big
Wonder Woman guy.
Thor. I like watching Wonder Woman.
Thor is badass too.
But Thor, I'm big into, you know, I don't wear my necklace because of interference with the mic.
So you have Thor's hammer.
Yep, I have Thor's hammer. I'm on one hat. It's Thor's hammer. We believe it's actually the hammer of Malar, where it started with the Vikings. But to go with that that theme, I'm a big Thor guy. So yeah. We'll go with that.
Good stuff.
We'll go with, you know, or Hulk Smash, one of the two. You know,
Hulk Smash. Justin, I could see you being a Superman guy. I could see you in a blue skin tight suit, Justin, with the little red tidy whities that you have to wear in your cape. Can you dress like that for Halloween? NDT Halloween theme.
No,
I'm gonna be Batman.
Forget that. Let him dress for like that March 8th. When we go.
Oh, yeah. We'll get a big M. He'll be super rigid. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, guys.
We're gonna can this one today. Like I said, we got a big phone call coming up here.
Yeah, we got some things we got to take care of. We will be talking more about some more things. We will get into some NASCAR. We'll see if that race happens today. Maybe we'll discuss it a little bit next week. Aaron and I both are going to try to get a little bit better with hockey for those of you that are hockey fans. And I do follow the NBA and NCAA a little bit. We have March Madness coming up really quick. So we will have other stuff to talk about as well.
And bullshit about some. We're going to employ the new social media manager on our account. I'm going to have her make a post for you guys For the sports show, I want to kind of get you guys' interaction topics that you wanted to have us discuss and go over.
Yes, please.
She could put a post out with that. Just we'll get your engagements and we'll cover the topics that you want to talk about too live with us. And we can try to cover all that stuff. So, you know, Mark and I ask ourselves questions back and forth each week. So if you guys have anything you want to know or talk, have us talk about, we'll have somebody put a post up and make sure you engage and put your comments down there so we can keep all that stuff squared away. Keep you involved. One last thing, like, follow, share the streams if you like them. Like, follow, share the pages that we have going on. Also, shout out to our sponsor at the Trendy Forbes, thetrendyforbes.com. I got my Tumblr. I also got some really cool merch. I got my sports sweater that I didn't put on today because it's so hot in this room.
I
would have died.
I've been wearing it everywhere. It's so comfy. Corey, like when you were talking about that, man, the inside. Even I was at the gym today. I wore it to the gym to when I was training a guy. I'm like, yo, you need to feel the inside of this hoodie, man. That thing is so soft.
It's awesome.
And we had a moment when he felt the inside of my hoodie, but we won't go there. So.
So. All right, guys. We will see you next week, 11 a.m. Guys, don't forget tonight, live at 7 is the variety show with Corey and Justin.
Don't forget to enter our contest. Win some tickets to Midget Wrestling. And best of luck to everyone that – any one of you that have entered. Good luck, guys. Hope you guys win. Or ladies or whatever.
Bridey. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bridey, my guy. This nice, cool Cubs spring training hat. There is another one coming next week. This guy is like my hat minion. He's fine.
Oh, man. His hats he wears, man. He's crazy. He's on point with that. 100%.
I'm not going to put him on blast with all his money he spent. But, Chris, thank you. Love you. I will talk to you guys soon. See you next week.
Later.